Good morning. It's the 8th of February. Our first reading today is Exodus chapter 16. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant once again. I read, "The pillar of cloud moved onwards, swinging southwards and inwards towards the wilderness of Sin, where they arrived exactly 1 month after Passover. Surely some hearts would turn back with the full moon to the deliverance, the meal before God, and the preparation for the journey. But no, Moses and Aaron are surrounded by the whole congregation. Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we did eat bread to the full. Ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. We marvel at this short-sightedness, which gazed only upon immediate barren prospect, and made no attempt to reason forwards instead of backwards. Was it not equally true that if the Lord had taken the trouble to bring them out with a great and mighty hand, he was unlikely to leave them in this lesser predicament? Is not this Paul's reasoning by the Spirit, when, reviewing the present tribulations of the children of God, he declares, 'What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?' This is the forward-looking faithful eye. Which eye have we? An Israelitish short-sightedness, or the clear vision of one who sees the eternal?" The Lord was purposely chastening his people. He wanted them to be without bread, that they might turn to him, and he would open the windows of heaven for them. The whole of this was left to Moses. The word of God came to him, "I will rain bread from heaven for you." The Lord would provide, in his faithfulness, a constant staff of bread, which would last throughout their journeyings to the land of promise. Nothing but the Sabbaths of rest would interrupt this daily ministration. This was his witness. Would they respond? Would their hearts rise to him with the morning light, praying, "Give us this day our daily bread"? No doubt Moses knelt down each night in thankfulness for the food for the nation, and in nightly seeking for its continuance. The people could not see beyond the manna on the ground, or beyond Moses, their leader. They never asked beyond the question, "What is it?" Never to asking, "Who sent it?" True, the very few faithful hearts knew that they had eaten angels' food, and that the small round thing distilled from the morning dew, like the coriander seed, and tasting like wafers made with honey, was bread from heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ, by the shore at Capernaum, having but lately fed the 5,000, reminded the bread seekers that "Moses gave you not that bread from heaven." If their eyes had seen what Moses saw, if they had seen heaven opened and the Lord providing for his people, if Israel had gathered the manna in thankfulness and faith, feeding their minds upon its wonder rather than their bellies upon its sustenance, then would they have seen in the greater than Moses, standing by the Sea of Tiberias, feeding the thousands, the true bread from heaven. But as their fathers had not seen, so they too were falling short of eternal life. The manna was a daily measure, but Jesus was the bread for evermore. The Israelites awoke with new hunger every morning and went in search of food for the life that now is. But Jesus was the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. The fathers had died, but those who feed upon Jesus feed upon eternity. Thank you for listening.